It's television on the radio. You're listening to KUOW Seattle. This is The Record. I'm Ross Reynolds.
I'm Marcy Silman. Gun safety advocates are getting a big infusion of cash. Former New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg will spend $50 million this year to push for gun safety. Bloomberg's goal is to take on the NRA and build a grassroots coalition of voters who want to stop gun violence. Part of that $50 million may be coming here to Washington State. We're the only state that will be voting on background checks this year. Christian Sinderman is working on the campaign to implement background checks in Washington. We reached him by phone in Hawaii. Yep, he's on vacation. Christian shared his thoughts on Bloomberg's umbrella group, Every Town for Gun Safety, and what this $50 million would mean here in Washington State.
Yeah, we've been working with a lot of national partners, including Mayors Against Illegal Guns and Moms Demand Action, which are the two groups that are merging to form the new Every Town group. They've been great partners to us. The Moms Against Gun Violence has a huge chapter in Washington State. They were our lead volunteer organization for gathering signatures. So we've been working with them closely, as well as other national partners like Gabby Giffords and the Brady Campaign. We'll continue working with all these partners. And financially, what it means for us, is to be determined. But right now, we're really focused on putting our own campaign together and winning.
Let me ask you, you're a prominent political consultant here in Washington State. What do you think of the strategy here? He's coming out fighting, and he's saying he's going to model this group after Mothers Against Drunk Driving. They've been pretty successful. What do you think?
Well, I think for too long, there's been an aggressive, almost bullying effort by the NRA to dominate the what's so-called grassroots of this issue, and to have a counterbalance and really channel the passion and energy of moms, grandmas, even dads and grandfathers on this issue is going to be very important and can be extremely powerful and long-lasting. So we really do welcome it.
Not everyone thinks Bloomberg's and MAD's strategies are good for gun safety. Dan Baum is a gun owner. He's the author of Gun Guys, A Road Trip. And he's a critic of Mayor Bloomberg and the NRA. Dan told David Hyde that the problem with using MAD's strategies is that gun owners are an entirely different breed from drunk drivers.
Well, MAD was good at getting people to change their behavior around driving drunk, but not demonizing drivers. And MAD was not, there was not a organized community of drunk drivers who felt it was their constitutional right to drive drunk. And it's very different in the gun community.
Dan, you're a gun owner. You've also been critical of the NRA. You've been critical of the other side as well, of course, specifically Mayor Bloomberg and other kinds of gun control advocates. Former Mayor Mike Bloomberg leading this effort saying we've got to make them afraid of us. What are your thoughts about that?
What Mayor Bloomberg is doing is just going to raise the temperature on the gun control debate. It will increase the fighting. It will increase the noise. He won't get what he wants. And I am not sure that if he got what he wants, we'd be any safer. I take the view, and reasonable people can disagree, that we should be doing things that will see to it that fewer people get shot. That should be the goal, not attacking the NRA, not scoring political points.
But the NRA, you've said, doesn't compromise very well, and yet they've obviously been incredibly successful. Why shouldn't...
No, the NRA is a hideous organization.
Yeah, so why shouldn't...
They are not helpful at all.
So why shouldn't gun safety groups come out fighting?
Because gun legislation is not going to make us safer. All of these measures that Mayor Bloomberg is talking about, you can't find it in the statistics, neither can you make a logical argument that they will actually make us safer.
Universal background checks in particular, what do you think of that? There's a measure here, there are two measures here, but one concerns universal background checks. What do you think?
You got to be careful about passing laws that people won't obey. This universal background check law, asking two guys who want to sell guns between each other to drive an hour and a half to a gun store, pay $25, and wait around in a gun store for the background check to come back, they're just not going to do it. If you want universal background checks to work, put it online where everybody can get it. And you come to my house, you want to buy a gun from me, we sit down at my computer, we go online, we punch in your Social Security number, you come up clean, then I can sell you the gun, and I keep a paper record. That might work. You might get people to do that. But you got to remember that gun owners feel that even the current background check system is creating a de facto gun registry.
Yeah, why should gun safety or gun control advocates be so concerned about what gun owners think in this issue. MAD itself was a very successful organization. Again, the NRA is a very successful organization. Why aren't those just great models? You seem to say that conflict's not a good model for, you know, advocacy organizations or democracy. It seems like that's exactly the model for success, some would argue.
Well, you need the participation of gun owners to make us safer. Again, all I care about is that fewer people get shot. We could reduce the number of child gun deaths to zero. We could reduce the number of teenage gun tragedies, either suicides or homicides, to zero if gun owners were to be much more careful about securing their firearms, locking them up. The motto should be, the gun is either in my safe or on my hip. We need gun owners to get much more careful about locking up their guns. We need them as allies in gun safety. And Mayor Bloomberg is making enemies of gun owners in gun safety.
So
that is dangerous.
If Mayor Bloomberg and other gun control or gun safety advocates want to see more gun safety, what exactly should they be doing, do you think?
They should be, first of all, backing away from new gun laws because they're not going to get what they want, and even if they got it, they're not going to make us safer. They're not really going to see to it that fewer people get shot. You know, gun bans, like an assault rifle ban, magazine size limits, universal background checks, they really are not going to see to it that fewer people get shot. They are just about making the non-gun community feel good. It's about feeling like we're quote-unquote doing something. Bloomberg should leave the field, and we should lower the temperature on this debate and get gun owners to begin thinking, without being attacked from all sides, to begin thinking about how they can be better stewards of their firearms. That will make us safer.
Dan Baum is the author of Gun Guys. He spoke to our colleague David Hyde. One hurdle advocates will face here in Washington is getting voters to understand that the two background check measures are actually competing initiatives, one for implementing background checks and one against. The latest poll on the initiatives showed a majority of voters support both of them. Good thing for the initiatives, they have a few months to make sure people understand the difference. It's The Record with Ross Reynolds. I'm Marcy Silman.